This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm giving one away tomorrow. It may be a little too late, but that's just the first of many things I'm going to be doing this time around, so check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I haven't talked to this gent in a while, so I decided to bring him on and let's jaw a little bit just to see what's going on in his head, what he's thinking about things happening out there. So joining me, and it's been a while, joining me again is author and commentator Dan Was. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. Always so great to be on your show. Thanks.
So did you – now, when you and I talked on the phone today, I had not seen – the Allen West drop. Did you see the Allen West drop?
I did. Yeah.
And yeah.
That was surprising, actually. I was a little surprised to read it, and it was well. I thought it was well put together, pretty well, and he made some pretty good points.
Colonel West would have made a really well. You know, he was in the House for one term. He was part of the Tea Party rising, sweeping in 2010, and then they redid his district, and he lost. But Colonel West is nobody's he's nobody's patsy, and
right. Nobody's puppet.
No, and he's mad.
Yeah,
he's angry, and this is a guy that he was legendary in the military. I'll put it that way. I would have followed the man in combat anywhere he wanted to go. Against anybody he wanted to lead me against. I would have gone there. No problems. No questions asked. And, because of that, and because he came out about this, I'm sort of, you know, some of these other documents that were dumped and everything else, there was a little bit of, oh, well, it's a this, that. This is an unexpected sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, Allen West is one of those guys that I take what he says very seriously because
yeah.
he seems to be a real honorable guy. And so it was quite a big deal when I read that. I'm trying to find it now. Do you have it handy? We may want to read some of it because it's good stuff.
What have you been? I do have it somewhere. Let's see.
I'm looking myself. But in the meantime, he's one of those guys who you take his word for things. He's not one of these guys who will go out and start, you know, spewing off at the mouth and really letting his emotions run wild with him. He's
no.
a pretty serious guy. And when he says something, I think he should be taken seriously. You know, a lot of good points that he made there.
I'm going to read a little bit of it. You can find it at theoldschoolpatriot.com.
That's right. Yep.
This is his website, Allen West's, and it starts out, it's become very apparent that I need to speak out about what is happening at the NRA. I'm in my second term as a board member, and I'm deeply concerned about the actions and statements being made. The recent statements by Charles Cotton is And Carolyn Meadows was the new president. Is Charles Cotton the first vice president, I think? I'm not sure. That are appearing in the Wall Street Journal, and now other news outlets are outright lies. I have never been told, advised, informed, or consulted about any of these details mentioned in the Wall Street Journal, and who knows how much more despicable spending of members' money. These statements have maliciously, recklessly, and purposely put me and uninformed board members in legal jeopardy. I have no doubt where the Colonel stands on that one.
Right. Yeah, he made it pretty clear. Now, this the whole NRA thing is really is disturbing. It's disappointing to gun owners on one hand because, you know, the NRA has done a lot of great things in the past, and it's really, for me, it's unfortunate that we have to go through this because it just really tarnishes all the good stuff they've done. But I don't think there's any denying some of this stuff now at this point. It's pretty clear what's going on.
Well, not only that, but I mean, as certain board members are speaking out, it's getting picked up by the moms demand attention. It's getting picked up by every town. It's getting picked up and it's getting pushed out there. But I mean, it's going to be pushed out there because the house of cards has come down.
Yeah. And the real sad part about all this is that those clowns over there, Moms Demand in every town and all those knuckleheads, they're loving this. I mean, they're cheering in the streets right now. And, and that's not good for gun owners in general.
I'm not overly concerned about them getting their jollies. They're such a good source of humorous stuff for me that if they get a laugh right now, okay, it was bound to happen. I think this is going to be a necessary thing we're going to have to go through, but this, you know, with the unanimous vote, he also gives away the unanimous vote in that, and we'll talk about that in the next segment, but, I think they sort of took Colonel West on as sort of one of their celebrity board members.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they quite understood that Alan West, I've had him on my show multiple times. I'm trying to get him now. I don't think they understood when they took him on that this was not going to be just a guy who sat around and wanted to pose for pictures.
Right. Yeah, he like I said, he's a pretty honorable guy. He's a very honorable guy, and he says it like it is, and if that doesn't make some people look good, well, that's just too bad. I don't think he really cares. I think he wants to do the right thing, and we need more of those people. You know, that's the problem that I'm having with all the NRA nonsense, but. It's good that we have guys like Alan West.
Well, you know, I would not be adverse, and I think it would actually do something for the morale of the membership of the NRA because this is going to hurt their membership. It's not going to hurt the members because the members are just going to say, you know what, no more money for you. There will still be big, you know, there'll still be people like Midwest Industries that is given a bunch of money. But, you know, the rank and file membership, the number that they push up, the 5 million, well, that's going to change unless they do something so unexpected. Like Wayne LaPierre steps up and says, I'm hurting the organization I love so much, therefore I must step away from it, and I nominate Alan West to be the new executive. And then if he were to actually do it, and then if they let him do it and didn't get in his way and let him be him, and then if he got out of the way himself in about 4 years, I think that would go a long way. We're coming up on the break. Dan is the author of Good Gun, Bad Guy, Volumes 1 and 2. You can find these books at Amazon.com. They are a very entertaining read as far as just his – I just like his perspective on things. And in addition to this, he's making the rounds. He's out there pressing for the cause at every turn in every form of media. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Giving one away. the At One for the Ruger Gunsight Scout is going to be going out Friday this week. Some lucky person will be taking that and doing their own build. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I'm talking to Dan Was, commentator and author. Here's another part of the statement coming from Colonel West, Dan. I do not support Wayne LaPierre continuing as EVP CEO of the NRA. The vote in Indianapolis was by acclamation, not roll call vote. There is a cabal of cronyism operating within the NRA, and that exists within the board of directors. It must cease, and I do not care if I draw their angst. My duty and responsibilities to the members of the NRA and my oath since July 31st, 1982 has been to the Constitution of the United States, not to any political party, person, or cabal. This is the part where he's going to lose a lot of the establishment NRA people. You tell me what you think about this. The NRA board of 76 is too large and needs to be reduced to 30 or less. We need term limits of 4 terms on the board. We need to focus on the NRA, its original charter, mission, training and education, marksmanship, shooting sports, and defense of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I think this is where we go through the tough spots, the tough situations to get to the success. You know, a lot of times the success of an organization happens right after a big disaster like this. So my hope is that, you know, things will change. Whatever needs to be changed, I hope it does, and that the NRA can move forward and continue to do right by gun owners. That's my hope, and I think it takes people like Alan West sometimes to push that along. Because I don't believe in, you know, throwing the NRA away. I think that, like any organization, you may have people within it who aren't doing their job and who need to be removed. And but the organization itself stands for something really great that I think all gun owners agree with. So I hope we can fix the problems and make the NRA even stronger, and make sure that we hold our friends accountable and keep them honest.
The Wall Street Journal article that he references is behind a paywall, so I can't get to it. The headline says, leaked letters reveal details of NRA chief's alleged spending. And then the subheadline, Wayne LaPierre expensed $39,000 in clothes in one day, $18,300 for car and driver. Ad agency says, NRA says board has full confidence in him.
That's scary. It's a little scary that the board has full confidence in that.
Obviously that's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, when they came out with the re-elected unanimously part, that made it sound like they were passing around, you know, Pabst Blue Ribbon and having a cigar, and all of them were just enjoying the fellowship, the 76. But that's not the case.
Well, that's true, because and Alan West is an example of that.
Yeah. I mean, he has sort of, there's quite a few other board members that have said sort of the same thing in confidence.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's some sort of a secret swirl stuff that, you know, the secret handshake and everything that goes on with this. But apparently he has come out and done, you know, this is not going to be something they can walk back.
No. No. And you know what's interesting? Speaking of walking stuff back, I saw a statement from Chris Cox trying to walk back his position on red flag laws. And he commented saying that, you know, focusing on due process and trying to make it clear that due process was a priority to him. But in his initial posting, in the initial video, when he didn't make that very clear, and it was a little scary to hear him say his feelings about red flag laws. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I think sometimes I know one of the reasons that Democrats don't want the whole gun control quest to go away is because it's a campaign issue.
Sure.
And I think sometimes with the NRA and with a lot of these people, that there needs to always be a villain taking things away. We constantly need to be in a fight to keep our gun rights. We constantly need to do this. We need to do that. And, you know, that's politics. And I understand that. That's politics. The problem is that this is not a game. This is not a game. Everybody heard about the Trump slump when he got elected and all this other stuff. And it's like, oh, everything's great now, so we don't need to buy guns anymore because everything's going to be just lovely. I think that's been proven to be wrong.
Absolutely. It actually feels worse.
Yeah. And this stuff where they were out there sort of, you know, hitting the fire with the bellows, trying to make it brighter and hotter so that later on they would have another issue to come out against. Come on. If all gun politics went away tomorrow, I could still do this show. Because there's so much more in the gun industry than just politics.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Just that the politics of it is what is constantly searing itself in everybody's consciousness. And these guys trying to perpetuate the political journey. I mean, I've been getting emails and from NRA going, we will have our door shuttered tomorrow. It reminds me of that movie Mean Girls, where the gym teacher's going, if you touch each other, you'll catch chlamydia and die. That's what that reminds me of when I get that email. I unsubscribe to all of that stuff. I said, stop sending me that stuff. Because the NRA is not Wayne LaPierre, and it's not the board of directors, and it's not Ackerman McQueen, it's not NRA TV. The NRA is the membership of the NRA. That's who the NRA is. And they will persist. And now that somebody has come out and broken the glass ceiling that a bunch of people didn't want broken or a bunch of people were afraid to break,
yep.
Let's see what happens now.
Yeah, let's see what happens. It is pretty interesting. It's a little disappointing, but it's interesting. And I'll bet that on the other end of all this stuff, things turn out well. I'm kind of optimistic with this whole situation. Maybe
yeah. If the NRA comes back and comes back hard, and if they make the changes they need to make, then things are going to be different in anti-gun land. They're going to be very upset. We're coming up on the next break. At Amazon.com, you can find both Good Gun, Bad Guy, Volumes 1 and 2, written by Dan. Go check those out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Donald Trump Jr. has agreed to appear before a Senate Intelligence Committee in mid-June. The scope of the questioning will be limited to 5 or 6 topics and will last anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. This after President Trump said today,
my son spent, I guess, over 20 hours testifying about something that Mueller said was 100% okay. And now they want him to testify again.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responds to the latest round of tariffs President Trump imposed on Chinese goods.
We gotta do something about China, or America will not be a strong economic power 10 or 15 years from now. I don't fully agree with what the president has done, but being tough on China is something I've advocated for decades.
In the final numbers on Wall Street, stocks rebounded somewhat today, gaining 209 points to close at 25,534. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to author and commentator Dan Woz, and we talked earlier today, and I mean, the whole thing with the NRA is, it's unfolding rapidly. But you've been covering the trail about other stuff as well. And I mean, even with the NRA stuff present, because that seems to change every 5.5 minutes, who knows what we'll wake up to. You've been out there beating the bushes on other things as well. What have you been talking about?
Well, the hot topics right now, unfortunately, in the gun related conversations are the Colorado STEM school killing. And you know, you find out that these killers were anti-Christian, anti-Trumpers with purple hair and transgender and everything left wing, and you also realize that the school was a gun-free zone. There was not one gun on campus. I guess there was one gun on campus, but apparently the guy shouldn't have had it there because it was a gun-free school zone. But anyway, so you know, they disarmed the teachers and the students and make everybody vulnerable, and these two crazy kids come in and start, you know, killing people or shooting at people. And you have one hero, Kendrick Castillo, an 18-year-old kid who threw himself at one of the killers, and he ends up dying. And this kid is a true hero. And the real unfortunate part of this whole thing is that the reason he had to do that is because the school was a gun-free zone, which is supported by, you know, the left-wing Democrats and the killers who did this terrible thing were also of that mindset. I mean, how do you – I've been asked, where does that anger and hatred and rage come from? You know, well, you got to look at it. You got to look at where does that human violence come from in this particular situation? And it comes from the left. It's cultivated on the left, this anti-Trump, anti-Christian, you know, all the anti-Semitic stuff that's going on over there. It's not even surprising anymore. But the thing is, they drop the story. You know, they don't talk about it because it doesn't fit their narrative. So that's the one thing. Oh, and then I got to add this, because this is the worst part. This is the dirtiest part of this whole anti-gun mindset. The kids from the school have a vigil after the event to honor their friend Kendrick Casillo, who was a hero. So they gather in the gymnasium of the school, and they want to have this vigil. They want to, you know, talk about what happened and remember their friend, and these dirt bags hijack it. Laura Reeves from Moms Demand, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, Representative Jason Crow, both Democrats, they hijack the event, take the microphones, and start pushing gun, you know, anti-gun rhetoric and push for more gun laws, gun restrictions, and all this stuff. Well, the kids had enough of it, and they end up walking out because they didn't want to be politicized. They were being politicized as usual from the anti-gun left. So the whole thing was just a big, ugly scene. And it's all perpetuated by that, you know, that liberal progressive ideology.
Well, you know, the problem with the liberal progressive ideology is that they're constantly separating everybody because they like to play ID politics, and everybody's a victim, and the only constant bad guy are white men.
Yeah, right.
Cisgendered white men. So when you have, and now children are protected as long as they're pawns. They're not, when they're in utero, they're not protected. But, you know, after they're born, okay, we can use them for all kinds of things. Plus, we get to educate them our way. So that's fun, too.
Yeah.
But then when you have one protected class attacking the other protected class, then there's the conundrum.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about that is these kids in Colorado, they're wise. They became wise to the left's hijacking of their event and politicizing the whole thing. Whereas when you go back and you look at Parkland, those kids weren't wise to it. They fell right into it. And pretty soon, before you knew it, they were out there with picket signs and bus tours and all sorts of nonsense to push for more gun control. So I'm proud of these kids, man. They saw through the rhetoric.
Did we lose Dan?
Man, this might be a little bit of a turning point for some of these kids. It might be,
I don't know what it was. I know that David Hogg, for example, is not in the building that where all the killing took place in Parkland. And I don't know what the circumstances were in this particular school as far as the children that were there, but you know, Hogg and his little cabal that he put together, they became limousine leftists. They had armed details. Funny. They had armed details going wherever they went. And David Hogg is in he's in Harvard. I don't know if his SAT scores were good enough to get him into a tech school, but he's in Harvard. So I think he fully plans to become a full-time activist once he graduates from college.
Yeah. So once they drink that Kool-Aid, a lot of them just really get locked in, and that's a lot of the stuff that I talk about. It's that mindset. It's that leverage that they have over people in general, but now they're really focusing on the kids, trying to get the kids on board with the anti-gun movement. And David Hogg is a perfect example. He just fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And most of the time, whenever, and the problem with him is, I don't know. Now, does he classify himself as an adult now that he has graduated from high school? Is he an adult now, and we can look at him as the activist?
I would say definitely yes. I mean, once you put yourself out there like that, I think all bets are off. You know, he's really put himself out, and he's capitalizing on all this stuff. And I don't pretend that he's still a child, because he's done and said some pretty terrible things, and I think he knows very well what he's doing, and I think he's being coached too. He's being guided along this anti-gun path, but you know, the media hasn't really talked about him a lot lately. He's been useless.
He's out of sight. Yeah, he's out of sight, out of mind. He does get on Twitter still a little bit. He's a Twitter twerp, but beyond that, he's sort of in the rearview mirror for the moment. But we're coming up on the last break of the hour. Real quick, tell them where they can find your book.
GoodGunBadGuy.net or GoodGunBadGuy.com.
And Amazon.
And Amazon, yes. Good Gun Bad Guy on Amazon. Thank you.
Dan is a man of varied tastes. He's a musician, a Corvette collector, gun advocate. That's a whole lot of territory to cover. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be full. fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Giving one away tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have been talking so far this hour with Dan Was, and we've discussed the shakeups happening and everything else. Besides what's happened with the kids out in Colorado, and besides the constant ever changing drama that is the NRA right now today, what else are you seeing out there that's causing? I mean, you're doing a lot of media, so are you talking about that, just that one thing, or what else are you talking about?
No, there's also, you know, the synagogue killing was interesting, too, because the way the media, and, you know, now we're talking, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago already, so this is, you know, it's old news. The media cycle goes so quick, but yeah. The problem is, you know, there's stuff that needs to be said about these situations that the mainstream media just never talked about, and because it didn't fit the narrative again. So, you know, if you don't mind, I'll bring up the synagogue killing. And what happened there was we had a clear situation of anti-Semitism. And again, that stuff is cultivated on the left by people like Ilhan Omar and who's that other, oh God, I can't even think of her name. What's that other knucklehead's name? But anyway.
Tlaib. So,
yeah, right. So they're out there and they're really in deep on the anti-Semitism. They don't like Jewish people and they don't seem to be holding back. That stuff, you know, Democrat voters, people on the left, they pick up on that and they buy right into it. And so we have this synagogue killing, and it didn't fit the narrative because it was an anti-Semite. So, but what they didn't talk about is the heroes. You know, there were four people that were heroes in that situation. You had Oscar Stewart, who was the Navy vet, and he chased after the killer in that situation. Then you had Rabbi Goldstein, who attempted to stop the killer. You had this woman, Lori Gilbert Kay, who jumped in front of people to save them. And then you had the off-duty Border Patrol officer who also aided in the whole thing. So, you know, you have heroes, but you don't hear anything about these people, and it's pretty shameful because it didn't fit the anti-gun narrative, and the left and Democrats and the left-wing media really just want to push that narrative at all costs. They don't really care. So that's another thing I've been talking about a lot, and it's important. It's important stuff. You know, so they want to make it all about guns. It's really not about guns at all. It's about human violence, and nobody is addressing the causes of human violence. And, you know, I talk about this all the time. They don't want to, they want to make it about gun violence. They want to associate violence with guns, but they're not looking at, you know, what's causing people to do these harmful things. You know, and if we did talk about that, you know, it would shine a spotlight on their failed policies. We'd have to talk about, you know, rampant pharmaceutical drug use, open borders, anti-Semitism, all the stuff that they, you know, seem to support, you know, welfare dependency, all this stuff that creates gang violence. That's what's causing people to do violent things, gun-free zones. But they don't focus on that stuff because it just shines a spotlight on their failures. They would much rather have you think, well, this is all about guns.
Well, they just released a study. Somebody just did a study where they're talking about people who have been shot will very likely be shot again. And they're making it a gun issue without making it a culture issue, because what they're not telling you is that most of the people that get shot again are gang members. For example, sure. They take and cherry pick and shape the data to suit their needs. The other thing is, like in Colorado, right, where we just had this school rampage. They were the first ones to legalize marijuana, and they just legalized mushrooms.
Yeah, can you believe that?
In Colorado. So,
what purpose does that serve, Bill? Tell me. I went to a couple Grateful Dead concerts. I hated it, but I mean, that's what that stuff was. It was all about that hallucinating and just, you know, I don't understand the purpose of it in real life.
I don't either. I don't either. You know, we've got this elder group of statesmen of rock and rollers that used to do all those psychedelic drugs, and everybody forgets about Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all these other people that didn't make it past 27 years old that were in on that lifestyle too. So, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. And it's almost, I almost want to yell at them, look, if you're making it okay to smoke dope and to chew on psychedelic mushrooms, what exactly do you expect to come out of that? Are they going to be allowed to drive under this influence?
Well, you know, with a lot of these, some of these states now are coming out with the laws that if you register as a pot user, you lose your rights to your firearms.
Well, yeah, there's that too. So, because that's a federal law. Right. That's a federal law. So these states that are making it OK to use them, I'm almost certain they're not going to go, well, we're going to protect your gun rights. I think once you get that license to be a pot smoker, or if that's what you have to have or whatever you have to do, I kind of think they're going to be like, well, now that you've, of course, you can smoke all the dope you like. We thoroughly encourage it. In fact, here's a truckload of Bic lighters on us, but you lose your gun rights. No going back from that, by the way. You're a pothead.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like in San Francisco, they're passing out needles. I mean,
yeah.
Where does this make any sense? You think it really, are we living in a fantasy world here? This is ridiculous. But then when you think about the motives behind why they do this stuff, you start to see the real picture. And it is a way, a good way, easy way for them to get control over portions of society,
sure,
and limit their rights in other areas. So people are stupid enough to go along with it, but it's just when you start to see the motives behind all this stuff, you start to become very cynical when it comes to anything government. You know, you start to look twice at every policy that they put forward.
Well, I mean, they don't need to be putting any policies forward. This is just like looking at these guys, these doctors that pass out these drugs Does this drug work good with that drug? Does that drug work good with this drug? Nobody's looking at that either. So they, you know, then somebody either gets hooked or dies.
Yeah.
And then they say, alas, another medical misadventure. So.
Right. Yeah. Pharmaceuticals,
yes, it does.
Go ahead.
No, it does breed cynicism. It does. It absolutely does breed cynicism. Although I think that the shocking part for, like, the Colorado thing and the synagogue thing is that the people there refuse to be stepping stools to turn it into a gun control forum. And I think that's the hard part for them to handle. So.
Right, and that was the great part for me to see that, because it tells me that there are people who are still able to think for themselves, and we have more of those people than you would know, I think. And the left does not like that.
And no, they don't.
That's why the media perpetuates all the opposite, you know, where they want to perpetuate that mindless view of how people are, you know, more laws, more restrictions, smoke all the pot you want, you know, become, a puppet of your government. And that's the imagery, I think, that they want to put out. So other people will look at it and go, well, okay, so everybody else is getting their pot permit or whatever it is. I'm not sure what how they're going to do that, but everybody else is getting their pot permit, so I should go down there and get mine, you know, not realizing exactly what's being done to them. And, you know, because a lot of people just can't critically think for themselves.
We're out of time. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks so much for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Good Gun, Bad Guy, Volumes 1 and 2. Find him at Amazon, goodgunbadguy.net, and .com. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.